about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of you have been emailing me very, very concerned about this incoming asteroid. Apparently a meteor had flown over Russia. I guess landed near the Ural Mountains. I love the name Ural Mountains, you know, because it sounds urological, right? And I guess injuring close to 1,000 people. Haven't heard of any deaths so far. Pretty scary stuff. Did you guys see the images of the meteor this morning? Meteor flying over Russian sky. And, you know, the news was talking about why do they have so much coverage and so much footage on this? And I guess the reason why is because, many of the cars have, built-in cameras in case there's any, let's say, altercations with the law. And I guess there's been some stories behind corruption with the legal armed force or the police force over there. And so I guess people have cams, car cams, dash cams. And so many people were able to capture the meteor as it went over the Russian skies today. Pretty scary stuff. Now, many of you have been asking, well, this asteroid that's supposed to be missing the Earth by about 17,000 miles, would it affect any broadcasting of the Dr. Dahlia Show? I really thank you for being so concerned about a Dr. Dahlia broadcast. But from what I'm understanding from my bosses, we should be good. Okay, we should be good. You know, I don't think asteroids or meteors or comets really have an issue with my show. I think they actually, I mean, if you really had to ask, I think they kind of agree with me and, you know, my stance on Obamacare. So I don't think we have a problem. Now, many of you have also wondered and inquired about what the difference is between an asteroid, comet, meteor. Now, I'm not an astrophysicist. No. I know. Shocking, okay? I am not an astrophysicist. No. NASA would probably respectfully decline an application from me. But since I don't have an astrophysicist to interview, this is how I look at what an asteroid and a comet is and a meteor. Okay, so here we go. Now remember, the meteor is what seemed to cause the problem today in Russia. The asteroid is something that could actually, you know, wipe out the Earth. This is what we think took out the dinosaurs, was an asteroid. Right, okay, all right, so what is an asteroid? Well, to me, an asteroid is one of these inactive space rocks that kind of roll around, and they have their own orbit. Okay, so they kind of orbit the sun and they do their own thing, but they're pretty inactive. They have carbon, they could have metal. Remember Armageddon? You know, Bruce Willis was on top of it. It's something that could hold Bruce Willis. That's an asteroid. Now, a comet usually is smaller, and it has dirt, or it has ice, and it'll actually have some tails to it. So when people say they see a comet will have a little tail to it. Very difficult when it's away from the sun. When it's close to the sun, it starts to melt a little bit, and it starts to get a little bit more sparkly. Okay, that to me is a comet. And then a meteor, uh-oh, you heard that squeak? Am I going through puberty? Oh, gosh. Whew, heard that squeak. Yeah, it's usually with menopause, your voice starts to get lower and lower and lower. Okay, a meteor, to me, I always thought, was a piece of the asteroid or a piece of the comet that broke off. And it spews out a ray of light, and it spews out that light. I don't like to call it a tail as it goes through the Earth's atmosphere. Am I right or am I wrong? Right? Okay. Oh, we have an astrophysicist on the line. He says, okay, the astrophysicist is Dr. Dahlia. You're right on the money. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Astrophysicist. You see? See, I ain't too bad. I could do this job. Oh, my boss isn't even thinking about replacing me. I could do this job. Okay. And then a meteorite is an actual piece that will survive from the meteor entering the Earth's atmosphere. You see, a meteor is the burn-up of the piece that came into the Earth's atmosphere, which is why people call it a shooting star. You just see the fire and you see it get smaller and smaller, like you see on the Earl Mountain footage today. Okay? Has nothing to do with genito-urological issues. Okay? Ural Mountains are just mountains there in the Earls. They're called the Earls. Didn't any of you guys play Risk? Remember you had Kamchatka? You had, we're talking about the 1970s board. You know, I know things are different now after the Berlin Wall got torn down, right? There was the Earl, and then there was the Russia, and you had, everybody wanted Kamchatka, because Kamchatka you could transfer to Alaska and America. Yeah, that was good. Remember it was green? That's what I'm talking about. Okay, so if somebody says, I have a meteor, they don't have a meteor. A meteor is what you see as it goes through the Earth's atmosphere. They would have to claim they have a meteorite. Now, I know many people are trying to run around trying to pick up a meteorite because that could be pretty valuable, but it's hot, so you can't just stick it in the back of your trunk. You got to wait till it cools off, and then you hope to pick up a piece. But most likely, NASA is there, and I don't know, Russian NASA and their space program, and I'm sure Bruce Willis is all over it. Okay, good, pretty. I can handle this story. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So now they're saying, okay, so that whole meteor thing that happened in Russia is completely different from what's supposed to happen tonight. Tonight is supposed to be an asteroid. Now, they say this asteroid they've been watching for a year. And they also say that NASA is watching tons of asteroids, and none of them should be an issue to Earth for millions of years. Well, I kind of am confused, because if this asteroid was found a year ago, and it's, an issue possibly, you know, they think this could hit satellites. They think it could maybe disrupt cell phone service. But again, nothing's supposed to happen to the Dr. Dahlia show. Who would want that, right? Okay, so don't go away. We've got a lot more news. And I want to hear from you all. Your medical questions and comments, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 18 minutes past the hour. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials on this beautiful Friday day, morning, evening, afternoon, Friday day. Yeah, okay. See, I forget. Just because it's morning where I am doesn't mean all of you guys get to listen at the same time. We are live 9 to noon Pacific time, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 Eastern time, Monday through Friday, as well as on Saturdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time. All right, I'd like to hear from some of you out there who are dating, who are single and are dating out there, and what's it like in the whole STD realm? All right. I mean, are you scared to date? Are you scared to have sex, or do you feel just as comfortable as you did years ago? I mean, I know there's a lot of people out there that have gone through a divorce and now are back out there on the dating scene. And, you know, I'm wondering if any of you are worried or if you date differently than you used to, especially with this headline out. They said more than 110 million Americans right now have an STD. We're talking like right now. 110 million Americans have an STD. Now, when I posted this on Facebook, somebody had reminded me that that's about the same number of people who are actually working and paying taxes. Uh-oh. Is that the thanks we get? I mean, are you guys seeing this? Do you guys even know about this? Are you even protecting yourselves, or do you just assume everybody has an STD until proven otherwise? Which, by the way, I think is a smart thing to do. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY, or if you don't have letters on your phone, 1-877-362-3254, 1-877-362-3254. Are you asking for STD blood results and lab results before you have sex? Are you demanding condoms? Or if you are middle-aged and out there, it'll completely ruin the relationship. I mean, I've been married to my husband now since 1996. So what, it's 16 years because we got married in December. So by December, that'd be then 17 years, okay? If he ever dumped me, it could happen. You know, if he ever found me annoying, let's say, I don't know. I mean, we're really being hypothetical. We're really trying to stretch our minds out here. I would be out on the market. And I think I would be very scared because I'm a doctor, okay? Now, when I was dating, I wasn't a doctor. I was in school. Now, being a doctor, if my husband dumped me and I was out there on the field, I would assume everybody had herpes or genital warts or gonorrhea, chlamydia or something. Not that that makes you a bad person. It's just it makes you then a little less marketable to guy number B. Okay? Now, 110 million Americans having an STD. Do you guys get that? They say there's 20 million new STD infections per year. Now, what constitutes an STD? Well, it could be even hepatitis. So we could be talking hepatitis C. You could get from sex, blood, hepatitis B. Okay? It could be HPV, human papillomavirus, which causes genital warts and causes cervical cancer, men and women. I'm seeing a huge rise in genital warts. A lot of genital, not on me, I mean in patients. I'm seeing a huge rise in genital warts. Okay? And remember, that could, a genital wart that can carry a high-risk HPV has been also shown to cause penile cancer. So I know some men are like, well, if they're warts, just cut it off. Well, no, you don't want to cut off your penis or the warts all the time. I mean, you know, there's Aldera cream, there's cream you could use for warts, there's cautery, that's always a fun one. But, you know, if you're uncircumcised, you may be more at risk for penile cancer. That's not a fun one, okay? You have herpes, you have syphilis, trichomoniasis. How many of you guys have ever had a good whopping case of trich? That's a nasty one. Crabs. Crab lice is considered an STD, plus the gonorrhea, plus the chlamydia. And ladies, if you get a big whopping dose of chlamydia or gonorrhea, that could cause pelvic inflammatory disease. That could cause you to become infertile. 110 million of you, and I haven't even brought up, HIV. HIV, people. Now, true, we don't see HIV as often in heterosexual relationships as we do in male homosexual. Right, when I took care of HIV patients at UCLA when I was in training, we only had one heterosexual female with HIV, but it was because of drug use. So she had transmitted the HIV in the blood. And but the rest were homosexual men. But needless to say, even if the incidence rate is smaller, I know what some of you guys do because you tell me what you do when you have sex. And it sounds a little brutal and bloody to me. And if there's any blood after you guys have had sex, hell yeah, you could get hepatitis and HIV. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. When do we start having sex now after dating? I mean, when I grew up, my parents told me after marriage, okay? Now, I know that really wasn't practical back then, but from what I'm seeing in TV shows and in movies and on Glee, who saw Glee last night? I don't understand what these kids were doing. They all went up to the hotel room and had sex. And now Rachel's pregnant. I don't know what Glee is trying to teach our teenagers. Isn't Glee a teenage show? Why do I watch it? Well, because I'm only 22. I love to watch Glee because of the singing. I think the singing is cool. And Puck is nice to look at. But, if you guys are dating out there, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What's going on? Do you have sex the first date? Are you guys doing the 5-date rule? Are you asking for STD blood work? Now, I've warned many of you guys about getting your STD blood work, and ladies, right? Right? Now, why? Well, okay, I live in Las Vegas, and we're noticing a couple operations, okay, that seems to occur. I don't know if I want to call them stings or not, where stars from L.A., okay, very high-profile people come to Vegas, have sex with somebody. That somebody claims that that high-profile person gave them herpes and then can sue for an unlimited amount. Now, if you've never tested yourself for herpes, how can you prove it wasn't you? Especially if the other person has herpes, gives it back to you, now you have herpes, your blood work, your lab test could come up positive. There's been a few high-profile cases where people have gotten sued because somebody they had a fling with in Las Vegas claimed that they gave them herpes. Now, these people, from what we understand, have had herpes for a while, yet if they have no documentation of it, they have intercourse, a few days later, a week or two later, out come the blisters, and boom, you blame somebody. And if that other person had it, you could be in for some heavy-duty change. So my recommendation to any of you guys, or if you do have, so far, a clean bill of health, get that documented. And do your STDs fairly frequently, so nobody can claim you gave them one. Okay? Does that make sense? I mean, honestly, we could be talking about million-plus dollar lawsuits. Now, I have a lot of patients that do have herpes. They were, you know, they were virgins when they married. Husband gave them herpes. They have herpes. Husband died. Now they're out there on the market. Of course, they waited, of course, past the mourning period, etc. Now, herpes, though, still has the stigma attached to it. Okay? If you have herpes, many people still don't want to have sex with you. Now, herpes doesn't kill. I mean, herpes, we haven't really seen causes cancer or will kill you at all. It's just more of a stigma issue. Unless, of course, you're a pregnant woman, it could hurt the baby as the baby comes out the vaginal canal. But let's say you're post-conceiving age. It's not like herpes is going to kill you like HPV could or HIV could or hepatitis could. But many people that have herpes, they ask me, well, Dr. Dahlia, and we've talked about this on the show, when do I bring up to the date that I have herpes? If I bring it up date one, they'll leave. And then I'll never get a chance to be with anybody. But if I wait until they fall in love with me and then I spring it on them, they could get mad. You know, I'm for a dating website of people with herpes, right? Because then, you know, so if your partner has herpes and you have herpes and you guys don't have any other STDs, you don't have to feel like getting dumped. But I always urge my patients to be upfront. Because, again, the last thing you want to be, you know, the last thing you want is to cause somebody else unnecessary harm and then, of course, be sued. Now, so what do we recommend for screening for STDs? Everybody should get at least one HIV test. 25-year-old women and younger, we annually screen for chlamydia. At-risk sexually active women, we screen for gonorrhea. Pregnant women, of course, we screen for everything. Syphilis, HIV, chlamydia, hepatitis, etc. HIV-infected women, we screen for everything as well. Sexually active gay and bisexual men should be screened at least once a year. Chlamydia, HIV, syphilis, etc. All right, but I want to hear from you guys. What's going on out there? You can email drdahlia.com, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
The Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Throughout the weekend, if I get any news updates or news alerts, that's how I communicate with you all when I'm off air. I feel like I'm on air all the time, 16 hours a week. But when the weekend comes, I don't stop. I just don't. So I urge you to please follow us on Twitter and Facebook so I can give you guys up-to-date information. I rarely bother you guys with minutia. I rarely do. Robert from Indiana writes, Doctor, you're crazy. No one discusses STDs. Maybe I wear a condom, but women these days, in capital letters, he writes, don't want the condom. Yes, women are refusing the condom. Can't blame a guy for trying. Is that true? Are ladies refusing condoms? Aren't condoms better now? Don't they have? I mean, I want to know. I've been married. Sorry, but aren't condoms now multicolored and some have batteries on them, and they're supposed to be ribbed. I see all these condom commercials. Don't ask why they're playing during prime time, where couples seem happy. There's like a for his and a for her, and the box is black, and I think there's a pink heart on it. Okay, maybe I'll do more research. I thought condoms are supposed to now be more pleasurable, I guess. Are women, okay, so that, and listen, I never blame the guy. I mean, if there's an STD, okay, I think women can be just as much to blame for an STD being transferred than a man. Okay, I mean, that's, yeah, so no, I would never, don't misread me, Robert. I don't think I've ever said it's the man's sole responsibility to make sure a condom is in the mix. But, I mean, thank you for trying, but I mean, if women are refusing it, you gotta protect yourself. You have to, guys. Honestly, it's not worth it. Okay, let's move on. We got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is something you and I have always known, but you know how medical science takes forever for them to follow through with things that we figured out. Many of us have put sugar and honey on wounds, right? Right? Remember your mom would say, just pour some sugar on it. Pour some sugar on me. Even Def Leppard was, I think, singing about, what was, Def Leppard? You know, red light, yellow light, green light, go. That was, I think they were talking about pouring sugar on an abscess. Right? Go right there, pour some sugar on me. They must have been talking about an abscess. Back then in the 80s. I don't know, but it's a great song, one of my favorite Def Leppard songs. Anyway, apparently, research from Africa has found that if you put granulated sugar onto bed sores, leg ulcers, even amputations, it promotes healing even better than antibiotics. Oh my gosh. Washington is going to salivate at this one. Can you imagine the Obamacare insurance policies now? Right? You know what? We don't have to pay for antibiotics. Just pour some sugar on it. Yeah. Oh, pour. So I'm going to be singing Def Leppard all day now. I got to get that on my phone now, the Def Leppard song. I have to. Okay. Hold on a second. All right. No, I could do that on break. Def Leppard. Pour some sugar on me. That's the name of the song. Yeah. Okay. Good, good, good. Okay. Oh, that's a great song. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Why would sugar work? Sugar would work just like salt. Remember I told you guys you use salt water gargles? Right? Remember we talked about salt water gargles for sore throats because of the osmolality? The problem is if you pour salt into a wound, it's like listening to my show, right? Yeah, it bothers you. Yeah, so you don't want to pour salt into a wound, but if you pour sugar, it just doesn't seem to sting as much. Sugar draws water from the wound into the dressing. The bacteria dehydrate. It accelerates the healing process. This is why I always tell a lot of my patients to make sure the wound gets air. Now, true, you need to cover up a wound so it doesn't get bacteria, but sometimes I'll take off a mole or we'll, take out the ingrown toenail or I'll do something fancy schmancy in the office, making myself feel all, you know, good because I love surgery. And then, people keep it covered for 10 days. Don't keep it covered for 10 days. Sometimes you need a little bit of air. But I guess finally they've done a study where they looked at sugar. And again, they did this with some African patients, and they found phenomenal results. So we know honey works. I just got to buy some honey. Honey is something that always spills in the cupboard, right? And then you yell at your kids for who did it, and then they reminded you it was you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got James calling from North Carolina. Hey, James, how you doing?
Yeah, ask your trucker, buddy.
Oh, I love my trucker.
I got two things. One, I got to make a correction. The Def Leppard song was not about pouring actual sugar on them. It had to do with a sexual reference in reference to women to a man.
I know. But you have to admit, James, okay, that's funny. If they were singing about a rectal abscess, pouring sugar on it, that, you have to admit, that'd be pretty funny. Okay. All right. Thanks for the correction, James.
Second thing is, I myself have a little shaving cut on my face that's kind of scabbed over, and I've got kind of a little habit of trying to, you know, pick at it, get clear up. And it's formed skin over it, and it gets pussy under it. So I guess you could call that an abscess.
Well, good question, James. No, good question. I love talking about pus, especially on the radio, since most people are eating breakfast or lunch at this time. But an abscess is walled off. An abscess, you have to drain it. Just because something pusses doesn't mean it necessarily has a wall. However, it could bury deep into your face and form an abscess. But a great topic. I'm salivating at the mouth on this topic right now. Go on, James, please.
Okay. The thing is I have been contemplating when I get home taking a sterilized needle because it's like a bubble, if you will. There's like new skin under it,
mm-hmm.
but there's a bubble of blood or something underneath it. And
where would you have a sterilized needle from?
Well, I'm actually a vet tech graduate years ago, so I do have, you know, sewing needles, syringes and all that.
Like a nice 18 gauge.
Probably smaller than that. But the thing is I thought about sterilizing it and then just lancing it because whenever I try to pull the scab to get it clear up, it bleeds. But
right.
The scab is formed over and starts to peel like a thick sunburn.
Mm-hmm. The only thing, James, I'm a little concerned about is whenever somebody decides to lance their own boils, it takes money away from us doctors. And we got bills to pay, so I would probably tell you to go to your doctor and do it. But no, here's the only thing, James. Even though you're right, draining wounds would probably work, I am a little nervous about a wound that keeps festering on the face. I may want you having it addressed just in case you need an antibiotic. And again, you know, you don't want a scar. And what if it keeps bleeding and pussing and flaking because it's a form of skin cancer? So, thanks for calling, James. Great call. But I would probably urge, again, and I know I was joking about us making money, but again, you know, when people start to drain their own face and their own wounds or dealing with a wound that doesn't seem to go away, sometimes they're playing with something that could actually be a skin cancer. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Jake from Georgia. Georgia. Hey, Jake, what's going on?
I'm just driving through Georgia here. But listen, Doc, I've been into the natural cures, and I'm not entirely anti-pharmaceutical because when you pass 5 kidney stones, you want relief as fast as possible.
Oh, I hear you. I pass kidney stones too, man. I hear you.
Yeah, living in Florida with a high mineral content, but that's not what I call the honey. The honey is—it's not just any honey you can use. You can't just go to the grocery store because the stuff that's at the grocery stores is practically just sugar. Because the companies will boil that honey to kill off any impurities, and it also kills off the probiotics in the honey.
So, Jake, we're coming to break. What honey do you recommend?
Go to any bee grower, or apiaries. It's got to be gravity cold filtered honey. Still has all the good probiotics in it.
Awesome.
And you just got to find your local beekeeper.
All right. Thanks, Jake. Okay, we got to do that. Okay, and I like Manuka honey too, guys. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters, DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I think we're also on LinkedIn. I don't even know if there's any other sites that I should be on. I know I am on the Truckers Forum because I love the truckers out there, and so I answer medical questions there too. But anywhere you guys think I need to be, off the air. No, that's not an option. But any places you think I need to be, please let me know. All right, let's get to some very interesting news here. Now, fishermen are going to love this one. Apparently, fish, we believe, are going to be a little bit easier to fish because they're getting doped up on psychiatric drugs that are in trace amounts in the waterways. Apparently, a study published in the journal Science, and I know many of you are going to run out to buy this one, researchers from Sweden tested out whether oxazepam, which is an anti-anxiety benzodiazepine, would have any effect on wild European perch. And it turned out that fish exposed to the drug ended up eating more, being less social. They found that the medication alters behavior and feeding rates of wild European perch. What's the genus and species of wild European perch? Perca fluviatilis. Oh, isn't that pretty? I'm Perca fluviatilis. I could name my next fish that one. At concentrations encountered in effluent-influenced surface waters. Okay, there's too many vowels in that sentence. I don't think I like it. They say individuals exposed to, I guess a fish is an individual. Individuals exposed to water with dilute drug concentrations exhibited increased activity, reduced sociality, and higher feeding rate. So if they're taking longer to feed and they're not hanging out and swimming in schools, fishermen could just scoop them up. Now, we know there's a bunch of crap in our waterways. We know that. Because, right, what did we learn from Finding Nemo? Come on, what did we learn from the Finding Nemo movie? All waterways lead to the ocean. Okay, so whether you flush or you spit or you rinse, it ends up somehow or another ending up in the water. So if you, let's say, urinate out your Viagra or urinate out your estrogen or urinate out your antidepressant, some fish is going to pick it up. Now, I was eating the salmon the other day, and I got to tell you, that thing didn't even move. I mean, it was just sitting on my plate, didn't even move. And so, you know, something's up. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, we've talked about disposing drugs, right? Many of you guys have been accused of hurting the system and probably global warming because you're dumping your pills in the toilet when you're dumping out pills. There's no reason to dump pills out in the toilet. Okay, if you do that, then we get our pills in the water system. And some of you guys are on some nasty stuff. Right, you're on some pretty heavy-duty type of horse pills. I don't want that stuff in my water system. You think I want to wash my hair with your Premarin? No, thank you. So I'm going to recommend, so what I tell everybody to do, which is kind of the standard, is whenever you want to get rid of your pills, you get some kitty litter. Okay, you dump the pills in the kitty litter because this way the neighborhood dog doesn't eat them. You know many medicines are toxic to animals, like acetaminophen. If your Tylenol or dog eats, or if your dog or cat eats a Tylenol, they could die. So you got to be careful even dropping pills on the kitchen floor and then not bending over to try to find them. You know how we leave crap on the floor thinking somebody else will sweep it. Sweep it up. Last thing you want is your dog or cat eating an acetaminophen. And we'll talk about medicines toxic to animals. I always got to be careful with that because sometimes we really are ticked off at our animals and something like that could be used against them. So I got to be very careful on when. I got to make sure y'all are in a good mood and taking your antidepressants, I guess. But basically, you take your pills or even a solution and pour it into kitty litter because kitty litter is supposed to be averting to an animal. Now, not my stupid dogs. My stupid dogs go right for the poo-poo box and eats the cat poo-poo. So I don't know what I would do if I have to get rid of a pill. You can make sure it gets thrown outside in the garbage bin, etc., so that nobody in the house decides to, you know, eat your pills. And then, of course, with your bottle, don't forget to take off the label of the bottle because people can use that for identity theft. Okay? So, you know, like my Anusol suppositories, they're getting kind of old. I'm going to need to throw it out. The last thing I want is anybody to know that I've ever needed Anusol suppositories. That's kind of private. And if your name is on the bottle, everybody knows. So if I don't want anyone to know, and I don't, it's I've just been a private, you know, medical issue I've been dealing with, I'll rip off the name of the bottle so nobody sees that I was on Anusol suppositories. And that's how you do it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, let's say you suffer from depression. If you get the shingles vaccine, and we've been recommending shingles vaccine to everybody over the age of 60 and some of you high-risk individuals over the age of 50, a study has come out saying that you may not have as much of an effect with it if you're taking antidepressants. They said many depressed patients in this particular study were taking the SSRIs, your Zoloft, Paxil, Lexapro, etc. And they found here's what they said. Our results suggest that central, serotoninergic pathways may play a role in regulating cell-mediated immunity responses to VZV consistent with SSRI enhancement of natural killer cell activity. Bang. Told you. Snap now. I told you. Yeah, it's in the proof. Okay, so what does that mean? I don't really know. I guess you have less cell-mediated immunity when you're taking the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors because you need the central serotoninergic pathways to make the immune response work. Okay, that's what I am deducing. All right, so if you are depressed and you're on an SSRI, keep in mind the varicella vaccine may not do the trick. And who knows, you may need a booster. I don't know where they're going to go with this one. They really don't tell us much. Next, there's a blood test that may show memory loss in older women. I don't really recall the name of the test, but I know there's a test out there. Apparently, what they did is they looked at healthy postmenopausal women. And they think that the blood could offer signs of increased risk of small areas of brain damage called white matter hyperintensities. Oh, Lord have mercy. This is tough. WMH. And these white matter hyperintensities have been linked to memory loss. I know. I'm pretty intense. All right. So in a prospective observational study, boy, they make these articles boring. Women who began to have higher levels of thrombogenic microvesicles, are you getting all this? Were more likely to have greater volumes of white matter hyperintensities 4 years later. Okay. So what's this in a nutshell? I guess they could do a blood test and see if you're on your way to having issues. Okay, this article I can handle. There's not a lot of big words. Apparently, there's a new project. Oh, this is cool. Where GPS is going to tell you, this is what they're working on, tell you how to adjust your speed so you can make the light. You know how many of us always hit the red light over and over and over again? Well, apparently, I guess researchers at Newcastle University is trying to develop a way to figure out how you can make the light. You know, I'm always yelling at my husband, make the light, make the light. You know, because they'll sit there and start to talk about something, or I don't know, one of his relatives calls into the car and you see that green light up ahead and you know he's going to miss it because he's talking and he's slowing down and he's Bluetoothing it, but I'm like, oh, I don't give a damn, just make the light. And then he doesn't make the light and I am mad. And I gotta tell you, a red light is long when your wife is mad at you, huffing and puffing. So in our family, this would be really great because I gotta tell you, missing the green light really ruins my day, and I don't need that much else to ruin my day. I got a lot of things. Speaking of ruining people's days, did you guys hear about some of the Carnival passengers who had chartered buses taking them out of Mobile, Alabama once they finally docked after days of being on a stinky ship? Well, one of the buses broke down, so they were stuck on the bus. Can you believe that? All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Life! lunch is ready.
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.